107.7 The Island is your station, not just for real music variety, but looking forward to every Tuesday morning with Robin Mays and Voice for Companion Animals here with your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Robin Mays.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Nice. Who do you got here?
I have our new therapy dog. I have our therapy dog in training, our test dog in training, although she's already got that down. This is Stella Rose. Was the one who came to us. She was...
What's the name?
Stella Rose.
Stella! Hi, Stella.
Yes,
met Stella?
Yes, you have met.
Of course I have.
She came to the building. We were kind of contemplating, and the more we watched her and got her over her fear of people and fast moving and thinking that she's going to get hit... Once we got past that, we have a therapy dog in training. So she's going to stay at VCA as part of, she helps the dogs that come in. She's kind of got a calming, goofy effect. We have had Mia that came in, and Mia acted like she knew for sure someone was going to hurt her. So when she met Stella, it's like, oh, well, you're not definitely not going to hurt me. So they have kind of hung out and tried to play, and can assess cats with her to see if they're good with
her. Where does the fear come from? Did she ever meet my father?
well,
somebody like him.
It's really not funny at all. I'm telling you, Stella not only is beautiful looking, a beautiful demeanor, and very friendly, she looks fantastic in the bandanima.
You're right. She's in the bandanima. She's in the stylish lime.
The band Animals from Pro Team Design, a huge hit at the Nebraska State Fair.
Were they?
Yeah.
I figured. Did you have any left?
Two.
Two.
What was the question?
Did you have any left?
I think there's two left.
Two left.
Yeah. You got a fair amount of donations there.
I see that. That's very nice. That goes a long way.
One young girl came up, didn't even know about the band Animals, and put $1 in the thing. And she was probably 12. And I just thought, it's so beautiful to see somebody motivated. Yeah. We don't know what her motivation was to take her own money and put that in there. So I told her about the band Animals. Mm-hmm. And her little sister said, what's a bandana? So she said, you could wear it. And then she said, could I put it on my turtle?
Mm-hmm.
her father said, that's probably not a good idea. I want to thank everybody who stopped by the Nebraska State Fair when we were broadcasting live and put some money in.
That was very nice. We appreciate that. We very much appreciate that. It sounds like it was a good time had by all, and the food. I keep hearing rave reviews about food. So,
oh, my stars. All the food, all the choices.
The concerts and all that so far. So I have yet to venture out there.
Well, for the rest of the week, it's not going to be quite as hot as it has been. So you still have time to get out there and be much more comfortable. But I heard through the grapevine that you had a good event.
We did. Our adoption event, by the time we got everybody back to the building and I looked at my watch, it was like 10 after 6. And we had a good time. The turnout was amazing. I think our friends at Petco were happy with the turnout. We have a lot of applications. We had one dog and one cat go home on Saturday. And we have a stack to go through for home visits and that. But we could have a couple of the puppies going. Tyke. I have a Tyke story. Do you remember Tyke, the snowshoe Siamese?
Beautiful cat.
Okay, so we took in a week or so ago. It's probably longer than that. This kitten we were asked to help out, younger, not doing well, and found out the kitten's eyes have not developed. They were so infected. So getting the kitten when she got to us, I'm assuming she got her to the vet, and they said, no, she will be blind. Her eyes have not developed. So we decided, after kind of thinking about it, doing some research, that this kitten is going to need to grow up with another cat her age.
Smart.
To be her eyes and be with her and teach her and all that. So we were kind of like, okay, what we need to watch for a kitten that is confident, well, does well with dogs and cats, not afraid of humans, Tyke. So Tyke's new role is going to be seeing eye cat for this blind kitten that we have. So they will go together wherever they will end up. They will need to go together. We haven't taken the next step to see how Tyke likes his new role, but he's amazing. So another therapy cat.
This is very smart.
Well, we're kind of seeing that they do best when they have that assistance. And
I'm sensing, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the blind cat would instinctively follow the other cat.
Yes.
Does the cat that has eyesight, do they have any sense that...
Well, that's what we need to figure out. And if any of our kittens right now that we have are going to do it, is going to be Tyke. So I think with Tyke and watching him, he's going to hopefully figure out that, hey, this one needs a little bit of assistance. You know, like Stella Rose. Stella Rose can sense... you seem upset, mm-hmm. and her head will go down, you know, her little chin will rest
so
on you.
So amazing to me.
So she will know.
That's so amazing.
They're smart. Animals are way smarter than us. Way smarter than us.
In many ways they are.
Yeah, uh-huh. Franz, man.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island.
They just can't, some of them seem as smart as they are. They just don't seem to understand that the street is where cars are and you shouldn't run out there.
No, and they get so focused on the chicken crossing the road that they take off.
To see pictures of Stella, beautiful, beautiful. What's the breed? Is it a lab?
This is a golden retriever.
A golden retriever, which I think I read. Is that the number one?
Well, you said lab retriever.
Lab,
yesterday was National Dog Day.
Yep.
And
probably the Labrador.
Lab number one. Rottweiler came in at number two, which surprised me.
That's interesting.
Golden retriever was on that list somewhere. Let's see if I could find that. But to see pictures.
Popular dogs? What was the list?
Best dogs to adopt.
It was a new study by Parade Magazine. 25. Oh, this is the most popular breeds.
Oh, most popular. Okay.
And it's loading right now. The most popular breeds. Lab number one, Rottweiler two, Shih Tzu three. Golden Retriever is number five.
You're five.
Of the top 25. So that's up there. I was surprised at Rottweiler. You come across Rottweilers very much?
No, we don't. Not very much. Not as many pit bulls. We have a lot of pit bulls.
Did I mention to see pictures of Stella Louise Parker? Go to 1077theisland.com. It's in the blog section.
Now, she's going to be a therapy dog, though, so she's not going to be up for adoption.
She's not, but if you want to come stop at the building on Wednesdays and Saturdays, we are going to, well, maybe not Wednesdays, maybe Wednesday mornings, but on Saturdays, she will probably be there. So awesome. If you'd like to stop and say hello. She would love to rest her chin on you and beg for treats.
Yes. Oh, are you good at that? Are you so good at that?
Does the fact that she was abused have anything to do with the fact that she's such a good, natural, caring?
I think it's just the golden retriever in her.
It's the breed.
It's the breed.
Our best dog was a golden retriever. Mm-hmm. We had Duke, and he lived to be 14, and he was 100% the mm-hmm. best dog.
Mm-hmm. They
ever.
Just know where you're going.
That's a good girl.
We took a girl. Duke was a boy, though.
Looks great in her Pro Team Design bandana. Well, thank you, Pro Team Designs.
Yes.
They make designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, plus free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook or check out their website, proteamdesign.com.
Yeah, they were popular at the state fair.
Big time.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, for their pets. Would you say for the families that had kids that they wanted them for their pets they brought to the fair and the pets they didn't bring to the fair?
Referring to their kids. Hey, I wasn't going to say anything, buddy. But
most parents can relate.
The two-leggeds.
It's fantastic. Robin, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Fransman, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.